My name is Francesca Bellivi. I'm 16 years old. Today is November 27th, and I'm speaking with Fabiola, who is my sister. We are recording this interview in Denver, Colorado. So our first question is, how would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
First I would start by saying I'm a pretty confident person, and then I'd say even though I am kind, I also have boundaries as to where or what you could say to me. And then I'd say just relax, because I consider myself just to be a pretty friendly and funny person, so.
Okay, my next question is, how would you describe me to someone who has never met me?
The first thing I'd say is you're tall. And then I would say she's pretty funny, and even though she looks kind of scary on the outside, she's still very warm and fuzzy, so.
Okay. So, Thanksgiving just passed. So, what are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for my family, mainly because they are the ones that will always be your friends and will always support you no matter what. So,
yeah. How would you like to be remembered?
I want to be remembered as someone who made a difference anywhere, like, whether it be in middle school, high school, the world. I just want to do something that impacts people, and people go, oh, she's the one who did that.
So, how are you going to do that?
I have a little bit of a plan for middle school, but I don't... High school and the world is a little uncharted territory, but I'll figure it out.
Well, I mean, at least you have a goal.
Yeah.
Okay, so my last question is, what are you proudest of in your life so far? I know you're only 13 years old and you've still got a lot of life to live, but I'm sure there's something in your life that you've done that you're really proud of, so what is it?
I think I'm most proud of that I'm the only one in my family who's had 4.0 straight since fourth grade. I think that's really that that real point of pride right there. So
is there anything else you're proud of?
I guess I'm proud that I'm athletic. I don't know. That's mainly it. Just like good grades and being able to stay up top and just like being an all-around awesome person.
Okay. Well, thank you for doing this interview with me. And that was part one of this interview with my younger siblings. Okay. Hey, everyone. I'm back with part two of my interview with my siblings. Next, I have my sister, Hannah. We are, of course, still recording this from Denver, Colorado, where we live. And so my questions to you are going to be pretty much the same ones as my questions to Phoebe. So my first one is, how would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
I would describe myself as a pretty quiet person, but I don't really like people walking over me or like just trying to mistreat me in ways. So, yeah. And I'm nice.
Okay. How would you describe me to someone who's never met me?
I would describe you as like pretty confident person. Confident person, and she is just
a really good person to be around. Of course, she's really tall, so you can identify her in a crowd. So just watch out for her.
Okay, so as I said before, Thanksgiving just passed. So what are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for God, because he really just was a true great person slash spirit. And he created us in such a way that we could have our own feelings and be grateful for other things like family and friends.
Okay, so how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered for changing the world or making an impact on somebody's life in such a way that they will remember me always for the rest of their life.
Okay. And so you are kind of the middle child. You've only been alive for like 11 years, which may seem long, but isn't really for this question. But all things considered, what are you most proud of thus far in your life?
I'm most proud of this 4.0 GPA that I've gotten. It's never really happened to me before, so I'm just really proud of myself for achieving greatness.
Okay, thanks, Hannah.
You're welcome.
Well, guys, I'm back once again, and this is the third and final part of the interview with my siblings. Today we are going to be talking, or not today, because we've been talking today, but right now we'll be talking to my brother, Frank. We are still in Denver, Colorado. So let's begin, shall we? So, how would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
Smart, creative, awesome.
Anything else?
Immature, kind of.
Well, that's okay. You're only 8 after all. Or 9. You just turned 9. Whatever. Okay, so next question is, how would you describe me to someone who has never met me?
Sarcastic.
Thanks.
Tall. And funny.
Okay, well, I guess that's 2 out of 3. Well, Thanksgiving has just passed. And as I asked the others, what are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for my toy trucks. I'm kidding. My family.
Why?
Because they have just helped me all my life, and they're just, like, without them, I wouldn't be here, because my mom kind of...
Okay. Well, how would you like to be remembered?
As the smartest doctor in the world.
Okay, you do realize the rest of us are going to be doctors, too.
Okay, the smartest doctor / scientist. The smartest pediatrician.
Okay, I guess that's good enough. And lastly, I know you're only 8. Or 9. Why do I keep messing this up? Well, maybe your birthday. Your birthday was like only 20 days ago. I'm sorry. I know you're only 9. But what are you most proud of that's happened so far in your life?
I don't know. My 4.0 GPA that I got last year.
Well, I mean, I guess you still have a lot of time to live and a lot of time to find something to be proud of, so I guess maybe we'll talk again later and we'll figure out what you're proud of after this year.
Okay. After this year?
Yeah, because maybe I'll do this again next year.
Okay.
I just really wanted to ask you these questions because we always talk about how we never have meaningful conversations together.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe this could be our first one.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting me interview you. You're I'm happy welcome. We've had this meaningful conversation. And I guess now you can hold it over the others. You finally had a meaningful conversation with me.
Okay.
Maybe we'll have a couple more, eh?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Buffy.
Bye.
We live together.
Drive safe.